Chazar says, "Chinesh b'chas chashag v'vem Yehudim esech l'mei katan daf chaf aleph." Zok the Gemara Brisa says the following things are also for an avil to do: work, wash himself, anoint himself, tashmish, wearing shoes, reading from the Torah, Neviim, Ksuvim, learning Mishnah, Medrash, Halacha, Gemara, Agada. However, if he's needed for the tzibur to teach Torah, we don't hold him back from doing so. We find that Rabbi Yossi did so when he was an avil. Rabbi Rachana was an avil and he was therefore not going to teach the Torah, his regular shir. Rachanina told him that he may, since he's needed by the tzibur. He was then going to have the Torgeman, the one who would listen to the Rebbe, what the Rebbe would say and then repeat it in a loud voice, he was going to have him sit there like usual and repeat the shir as usual. Rav told me he shouldn't do so. Rather, he should do as Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi did, which was to say the shir quietly to someone else, who should then repeat it to the Torgeman to say out loud. Abraisa says, Reliezer says, an Ovel may not wear tefillin during the first 2 days of Avelis. Beginning on the third day, he may do so. Even if someone who did not see him beforehand comes then, he does not have to remove the tefillin at that point. Rabbi Shua says, an Ovel may not wear tefillin the first day, but he can wear after that. However, if someone who did not see him the first day then comes, he should remove the tefillin and put them back on when the person leaves. Rav Matzah said, Reliezer's view is based on the pasuk that says, Vayitmu yemei b'chi evel Moshe. We see the main avelis is 2 days, yemei, the minimum of two. Yeshua said that avelis for Moshe was stronger and therefore lasted longer, but a regular avelis, the Iker avelis, is only 1 day. Rabbi Eina said that Yeshua's view is based on the pasuk that says v'achrisa ki yoyim mar. We see that it's only 1 day, ki yoyim. Rabbi Eliezer says this teaches that the main bitterness is the first day, but the main avelis is for 2 days. Ula pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer regarding removing the tefillin. Tefillin does not have to be removed when a new person comes, and he pasuk like Rabbi Yeshua regarding putting on the tefillin that it can be done already on the second day. According to Ula, would he have to remove the tefillin for a new person on the second day itself? We understand from the third day on he wouldn't have to because he passes like Rabbi Eliezer. What about on the second day where he passes that you do wear tefillin, would he have to remove it on that second day? Zachmer, we find that Ula said that he must remove the tefillin if a new person comes on the second day. We find that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says this in a Braisa as well. Rava said, even on the second day, he would not have to remove the tefillin for anybody. In fact, when we find the Rava passings like our Mishnah, who says that the main avelis is for 3 days, and the chayre, the ister, to wear tefillin, should also therefore continue until that time for the first 3 days, Mar says, not for the purposes of mitzvah, he would allow him to do it on the second day, even though the main avelis continues for the third till after the third day. Zachmer Bryce says, an avel is also to work for the first 3 days, even if he's very poor and has to accept tzedakah. After that time, he may do work in private, and a woman on the third day already may spin material with a spindle in her house, in the privacy of her house. Abraisa says, an oval during the first 3 days may not go visit another oval. After that time, he may go, and when he does go, he should sit with the other Avelim, not with the people who have come to console the Avelim. Abraisa says, an oval during the first 3 days may not greet others. From the third to the seventh days, he may not greet anyone, but he at least may respond to a greeting. After the seventh day, he may greet others as usual. Fidek Numar Brisa tells us how Rabbi Akiva blessed the people, which is the same as a greeting, maybe even worse in that sense, after the funeral of his son, to thank them for showing the great honor that they did by showing up. Mar says, so you see obviously they can greet, Avelim can greet. Mar says, no, this was done as a respect for the tzibur, which is allowed. Fidek Numar Brisa says that one may not greet an oval for the first 30 days and should no longer offer condolences after the 30 days. So you see, that's a 30-day thing, not a 7-day thing or a 3-day thing. Robin said he's allowed to greet others after the seventh day, but others may not greet him until after 30 days. Fact number, the Brisa said that he may return a greeting after the first 3 days, which means that people may greet him even then. Mar says the Brisa is discussing people who didn't know that he was an Ovel, and therefore they greet him, so Al Tzadka Shalom, he can respond to the greeting. Fact number, if that's the case, why can't he respond even during the first 3 days as well? Mipnei Tzadka Shalom. And for the Gemara, during the first 3 days, the Ovel has to tell this person that he's an Ovel and therefore can't respond to the greeting. After that, already the Iker 3 days of Avelis are over, he can just respond to the greeting, Al Tzadka Shalom. Fact number, Brisa says that one may offer condolences for the first 12 months, not just 30 days. Mar says this price is discussing someone who's an oval for his father or mother. The first price is discussing being Menachem, someone who is an oval for other relatives besides the parents. Zok the Gemara Brisa says if one of the Avelim found out about the death after the other Avelim had begun to sit Shiva and he then goes to join them, so if it's during the first 3 days, if he comes from a nearby place where he could have come the first days, he joins the Shiva count and ends whenever the group that started sitting even before he knew about it ends. Whenever they end, that's when he'll end also. If he comes from a faraway place, he keeps his own Shiva count and has to count 7 days from when he began sitting Shiva. If he joins after the third day, then even if he came from a nearby place, he has to count his own Shiva count. And says, if he comes from a nearby place, even if he comes on the seventh day, he joins their Shiva count and would sit that 1 day with them, and then his Shiva would be over. Zaktumar Abchiba Abanei Rabbi Yechon said he only joins their count when the most prestigious person of the family was there sitting Shiva with that group. If not, he has to keep his own count. Fekhmer, what if the most prestigious family member, the Gadol of the Bayis, arrived after the others had already begun to sit Shiva, because he was busy accompanying the mace to the cemetery. Does he count along with the others or not? He is the Gadol. Does he count along with the others or not? So Rabbi Yechanan said that he would count along with the others. Another Bryce says he has to keep his own count in this case. Where it says if he comes within the first 3 days, he can join their count. If he comes after that, he has to keep his own count. We find that Rav made this distinction as well. Rav told the people of Mechuza, those of you who don't accompany the mace to the cemetery should begin to count Shiva as soon as you turn away from the mace to begin your return home. That's when your Shiva begins.